So we're halfway through the sugya about the. We've been talking more about the question of the Gemara. The Gemara jumped and said, "How can you talk about a chiv of teveach, the dal v'hei, taking place to a shaliach? Everybody knows ain't shliach is v'aveira." So we spoke a lot about what the ramifications of that question are. How good is that question? How shvach is that question? Tells us through Advar, the rise back and forth. Pretty much the first half of the sugya. Now we have to at least give I don't know, equal amount of time, with some amount of time, to what the Gemara's answer was. So the Gemara says, "Tach, that's a big kasha. How can it be that you chayav eidei shliach? What ain't shliach is v'aveira?" But the Gemara, this is an exception to the rule. This happens not to be the only exception to the rule. This is one of several exceptions to the rule. But this is the one that we want to focus on right now. The chiv of dal v'hei can be violated. It can become eschayav ayidei shaliach, gzeres hakosim. So the Gemara has not one, not two, but three different possible gzeres hakosim. All the rabbis of the shaliach, tachas rabbis of the shaliach, utvachom b'chor, all the rabbis of the shaliach, whatever the ribu is. Three different possibilities, three different zeros of cause. Everybody's coming to the same conclusion. We're not sure how we got there, but everybody's coming to the same conclusion that this is one of those cases where Tacha Yei Shalech Adav. So if one opens up the Rambam and one is looking at how the Rambam would formulate this case, okay, we're looking for a case of Dal V'Hei Ayidei Shaliach, and the Gemara said it's going to help us in terms of Shabbos because we had this funny brisa that spoke about the possibility of being chayiv, of being potter for tevech b'Shabbos, and we said, "What do you mean? How can anybody say chayiv for tevech b'Shabbos? A kibbutz draminay." So Gemara was quick to say, "Well, based on the fact that it's done on the shaliach, so that can get rid of the kibbutz drami problems." I mean, so Reuven sends Shimon as a shaliach to shecht on Shabbos. So Reuven is going to be chayiv for the dal v'hei, and he taka was not the mechal Shabbos. Shimon was the mechal Shabbos. So it turns out you can even have a crazy, wacky, wild case of a tevech v'meichem Shabbos that's going to be chayiv, based on the principle of yesh lech v'aveir v'dal v'hei. That's going to help us get around the kibbutz draminay objections. So if you're looking to the Rambam to see how he's going to quote this Gemara, so we're pretty confident what it should say. It should say something along the lines of what it says in the Gemara. It means if I send you as a shaliach to shecht on Shabbos, pretty much what it should say in the Rambam is, I should be chayav. It's amchadal ve'yuchayim. He said, everybody's happy. Well, nobody's happy. Whatever it is, we're happy. It means we have the shaliach b'chayim. He said, the shaliach b'chayim mamon. Everything is great. So we actually open up the Rambam, and we take a look, and I have to apologize. I left the sheets at home. So you shouldn't give me the sheets. All the cost of false... another cost to the forced forecast was the fact that I left my Gemara sheets at home. Okay. Probably both of the Alpha, Elephant, or all the other problems. Okay. All right. So you have a Rambam. And the Rambam is Geneva. Begil Alachavav. Also Shaliach Lishchot Lo. Veshachot Lo HaShaliach B'Shabbos. Hore Aganav Chai B'Tashlumi Shlumi Abba V'Chamisha. Shere Zeh Aganav Lo Osa Oven Mises Beis Din. So the Rambam is really very smooth sailing here. The Rambam says, I already explained to you that Kibbutz Draminay doesn't apply here. And I already explained to you the Yeshtach Advarvei Rabbi Dal Vehei. So the case is fairly straightforward. The Rambam pretty much took it right out of the Gemara. Just put it into his own words, took it right out of the Gemara, and plugged it into his halachas. Yet, when you read the Rambam, there's something that has to catch your attention. The Rambam is medayek, the lishayinai mamish, every word, every letter in the Rambam is gold, better than gold. Says the Rambam, Osa shaliach lishchot lo, v'shachot lo ha-shaliach b'Shabbos. If you wanted to write a klutzy sentence, this is about as klutzy as you can get. I mean, the Rambam is from Meichel, I didn't mean that in a bad way at all, I think the Rambam understood exactly what it meant. This is not the words how a Rambam would formulate a sentence. You would get maybe a C, basically a D in English 101 for the sentence. Also shaliach lishchot lo v'shachat lo hashlich b'Shabbos. It was so much easier to just say, also shaliach lishchot lo b'Shabbos. Haregan, it's an extra 3-4 words. It's very, very, very clumsy wording. Why did the Rambam word it this way? The Rambam never makes these kinds of mistakes. Why did the Rambam word it this way? So the Mishnah Melech said, the Rambam was medayek b'lashayin hazov, more than kesef hazov. Says the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam was bothered with the following. The Rambam was bothered with the kasha, lamdash kasha. It's true that yesh lichad va'aveira for dal v'hei. That everyone agrees to. Gzeres hakosam, oh, tachas, tevach ha'machara, that we know. But it's only a gzeres hakosam vis-a-vis the aveira of shechitas dal v'hei. The person is tevach ha'marcha, the animal that was stolen. But vis-a-vis all other aveiras in the Torah, what's the din? What's the halacha? light by what we were before. Ein shlichus vayver. The starting point of kol terakul is ein shlichus vayver. Divirad divitam dimishenu. All 612 other averas in the Torah, whatever number they are, all the other averas in the Torah, ein shlichus vayver. There's one and one only, one or two others, but for our purposes, the one and one only of dal v'hei, we ein shlichus vayver. Therefore, the Rambam was very, very concerned, because if you read the Gemara and Agamar Kepshuto, I appoint you a shaliach to shecht for me this animal, and you go ahead and shecht this animal. When is the shechita taking place? On Shabbos. So when I appointed you as a shaliach to shecht this animal, I really appointed you to do two different aveiras for me. I asked you to please do the aveira of dalveh, of shechting a stolen animal, and I also asked you to go be mechal Shabbos for me. So comes the Rambam and says, what would it be if I appoint you to do something for me, and there are two aveiras involved in that act? One of the averas is covered by exeris hakosav that b'chi agam niyesh tuchav avera, and the other avera happens not to be covered by that. What would the din be? A new theoretical question within the klal of yesh tuchav avera. So on the one hand we have a klal gadol yesh tuchav avera. On the other hand we have exeris hakosav that by certain averas yesh tuchav avera. What would it be when two averas convert together from the same shlichus, from the same minud? I tell you to do A plus B. A is subject to shlichus, B is not subject to shlichus. What would the din be? So comes the Mishlo Melech and claims Vedas Rambam, the shlichus would be batel. Migo that the shlichus is batel vis-a-vis Avera B, it's batel vis-a-vis Avera A as well. The only time the Torah is Mechadesh, it's lay shlichus v'Avera by Dal V'Hei, that's when the only Avera on the table is the Avera of Dal V'Hei. But once we start to superimpose other Averas into the mix, once we start to add other things into this cholent, there are multiple Averas here, and some of the Averas are not subject to the exception of Yesh Lechad Vavera, we declare that the whole Shlichus is Batla Bavuta Bechila V'Yatzoyf, even vis-a-vis Dala V'Hei. And therefore the Rambam's Lashon was mamish beautiful. Why? Look how the Rambam formulated it. Now you have to look at the Rambam and appreciate the Lashon of the Rambam. It wasn't klutzy at all. The Rambam gets an A plus on this essay. Comes around and says, Asa Shaliach Lishchot Lo. What did the Rambam not say? He didn't say Asa Shaliach Lishchot Lo B'Shabbos, because if he would have said that I made a shlich to shecht on Shabbos, what would we have immediately slapped you with? What four words would we have said? Immediately, on the spot. I would talk about Dal V'Hei, that's fine and dandy, but we're talking about an Aveir of Shabbos now. Once there's an Aveir of Shabbos that gets thrown into the Cholent, and that Aveir is not subject to the Klal of Yeshlech and Aveira, the Shlichus becomes Batil. So the Rambam had to take the Gemara and perfect the case of the Gemara. The Rambam had to find a case, create a case where the shechita is going to be done on Shabbos, because that's the case, that's the whole point of the Braisa. The shechita is going to be done on Shabbos, but there was no shlichus to be done on Shabbos. So that's what the Rambam said perfectly, beautifully. Also shalich lishlat loy. I appointed shalich to shecht for me. You want a shecht on Tuesday, shecht on Wednesday, shecht on Friday, you shecht whenever you want. I just make sure you shecht for me. I'm appointing you as a shalich to shecht for me. I appointed you in effect to do the Aveir of Dal V'Hei. I didn't appoint you to do the Aveir of Shabbos. B'shochet loy ha-shaliach b'Shabbos. The shliach in his own volition decides to shecht dafka on Shabbos. So you can't discuss shlichus in that. There's no shlichus to shecht on Shabbos. The shlichus is only chal the dal v'hei part. Al zenem ha-hari ha-ganav chayv b'tashlum b'av ha-chamisha. Only b'chi ha-gavna, the ganav, the original ganav is chayv. Because there's no kibud ramina, he didn't do the aveira. And u'kva b'yayinu sh'shechet ne shlich chayv b'tashlum. And Dal V'Hei is subject to Yesh Lechad Vavir, Exeris HaKosov. So the Rambam was perfect in his Lashon. It wasn't clumsy, it wasn't klutzy, it wasn't superfluous. It was medayek, Mamash Kechut HaSaira. He wanted to highlight the fact that the Shlichus was only on the Dal V'Hei part. There was no Shlichus on the Chil Shabbos. So come to Mishnah Melech and discover this Rambam. He discovered this nuance of Lashon and Rambam. But you know, it's really a very Lomdasha principle that the Rambam is alluding to. What is the din? If I appoint as a shaliach to do multiple things, one shot, I say, please do for me the following, which includes averas A and B. And it happens to be that A is subject to shlichus and B is not. How do you know? Shlichus shabotla mitzasa batla kufa. How did the Rambam know? How did the Mishnah Melech know this is true? Why don't I say like this? I appoint as a shaliach to shechmi and Shabbos. So why don't we say, Klape the Chilul Shabbos, the Shlichus is Batel. Klape the Dal V'Hei, the Shlichus is Tukhayemes. How did the Rambam, how did the Mishnah Melech know B'Das HaRambam that we have two dimensions of Shlichus, two parts of the Shlichus rolled into one, and one of them is Batel and the other should have been Kayemes? How do you know that the whole thing is Batel and Mubutel? V'Shteit, how did the Mishnah Melech know that? So the Mishnah Melech said he searched and searched for another similar scenario, and he actually succeeded in finding Hilchos Me'ila of all places. Why does Hilchos Me'ila interest us? Because there are two other examples in the Halacha, Le'yesh Luchin Ve'aveh, the two other Gzeres HaKasos. One of them is Me'ila. What's the third? Do I know? What's the third? Shtichus Yadav HaPikadon. If I give a shomer to watch something for me, and he goes ahead and uses it, he becomes Chayav like a Gazlan. Even if he himself didn't use it, he appointed a Shlich to use it, so we learn that from a Pasuk, he's also Chayav. So we'll leave it there for a moment. So we have Dal V'hei, right? That's one example of Yeshlech and Vavera. And we have Me'ila as well. So we're raising a question. When I do Dal V'hei plus another Avera, say Dal V'hei plus Chil Shabbos. So the Mishnah Melech is claiming that the Rambam, that the Shlichus is batal. So let's give a test case. What if I have a scenario where I have Me'ila plus some other Avera? What would the Rambam say about that? Do we have any rayas? So we do have a raya. Anyone know the raya? Anyone know the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says there are multiple ways of violating Me'ila. If you have some, let's say, I have a desk that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and I use the desk for my own personal purposes, that's the Issa Deraisa of Me'ila. The maize that I'm chayav Misa Deshemayim, according to Rebbe, or Malchus, according to Rabbanim, chayav a carbon, Meshogi, the whole nine yards, the whole parsha of Me'ila. What if the item that I use that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just something Kaddish, but it was actually a carbon itself, it was a piece of meat. I went ahead and I ate kachim, I ate basar kachim that I wasn't supposed to be eating, so then in addition to the Yisra of Me'ila, I'm not a Kohen, so I also violated what Yisr? Chazar le'yachol Kaddish, I violated the Yisurim of eating basar kachim shalak yedin. That's a whole different Yisr, in addition to the Yisra of Me'ila. So the Rambam of Hilchos Me'ila raises the question, what would the din be if I appoint a shaliach to be mo'el on my behalf? Yeah, so we have things shogeg, simple, no complications from yesterday. I appoint the shaliach to be nene from hektesh on my behalf, but the hektesh that I appoint him to be nene from happens to be besar kodesh. For some, instead of telling him to use the desk, I told him to eat the piece of meat. So what do you have? You have an example of me'ila plus achilas kodesh, achilas besar karban. So you have two aveiros. Now the din of Yeshlech and Vavera is only Nischadesh vis-a-vis Me'ila. It wasn't Nischadesh vis-a-vis Achilles Korban. So what would the din be? Would you say B'chi Agav Yeshlech and Vavera at least vis-a-vis the Me'ila and the Meshalech is Chayev? Or do I say that, well, since vis-a-vis the Achilles Pesach Korban, the Shlichus is obviously Batel, if it's Batel for the Achilles, there's Batel for the Me'ila as well. So this is a pretty parallel case, which is pretty much identical, right? Looks the same. These are two examples. They have all the same characteristics. This Avera is subject to Shlichus. This Avera is subject to Shlichus. This Avera is not subject to Shlichus. This Avera is not subject to Shlichus. So how does it add up? What's the final tally on this one? What does the Rambam say? Who's got a Rambam Hilchos Me'ila? What does it say? Nobody looked up? No, the Rambam Hilchos Me'ila. So what does the Rambam say? Where's the Rambam? No, it wasn't on the Rambam Kamas. Everyone read the Mishnah Melech, no? So everyone read the Mishnah Melech. And nobody bothered to look up. No, but nobody bothered to look up in the Rambam himself. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. A little bit of, you know, initiative. Where are we? That's it?
There's more.
Oh, come on. Actually, come on. There's got to be more. What are you guys doing this night? Sitting and watching the snowflake? What were you doing? That took about 10 minutes. What else were you doing? Yes, it's quoting from here. I got to read it in the Mishnah Melech from the Rambam. Okay, here we go. Vizela Shaina. Okay. It's not a carbon, it belongs to the property of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the desk of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, not a carbon. Once you have this Arev, Tarevis, starting Tarevis there in your day maybe. Once you have this Arev, Imo Yisra Acher, once you have another Issa that's coming together with it, that uproots the possibility of Shlichus Bechlal. So come to Ram, Ruchus Me'ila, and says Beferesh, Me'ila plus Achilles Korban, Batla HaShlichus. Whereas over here, when you have Dal V'hei plus Chul Shabbos, L'chora, we should also say Batla HaShlichus, which is exactly what the Rambam says, and thus is why the Rambam formulated in such what we thought was a clumsy way. Farket is a beautiful, very, very exact, but that picked perfectly. Also, l'shaliach l'shchot, not the Shabbos, but Aslo Shalich Lishchot, V'holach HaShalich V'shachet B'Shabbos, and then and only then would the Shalich be Kayemes, the Valdiga Diyach from Mishlo Melech and Dasi Rav, Meiridik. Comes to Mishlo Melech at the end of his Meiridik piece, and he says, when Mechil is called the Helig Tour, it seems like the Tour missed the Diyach. Because when the Tour, Cheshemish, but formulates the same din as the Rambam, what is the Tour right? How does the Torah quote the din? He's quoting it almost verbatim from the Rambam. Except what does he say? Asa shaliach lishchot lo b'shabbos. He wasn't supposed to say that. But he said it. The Torah said it. Asa shaliach lishchot lo b'shabbos. Which means that we got dalet v'hei plus chol shabbos. Because I made a shaliach to shecht on Shabbos. So it's a combo. It's a combination of dalet v'hei plus chol shabbos. And comes the Torah and says, the answer to this equation, according to the Torah, is very much so, Shlichus is Kayemes. And therefore, the actual Sheikhet is Chayev Nisa, because he did a Chil Shabbos, whereas the Gan of the Mishaleach is Chayev Dal Behei. So the Torah is clearly learning that the Lashon Rambam was a Meduyak. Clumsy maybe, but not Meduyak. So, what? The Torah quotes exactly what we would have thought the Din would have been. The Torah writes, also, anyone got a Torah? The Kavachar, Madachim, look up the Rambam, which is on the same page as the Mishlo Melech. Well, the Havamin of Havamin, and someone's going to get up and walk over to the shelf and get a tour. I can't even. Like, we gurus, that possibility. Okay. Let's see, Mishlo Melech. What do we got? Mishlo Melech? What? There we go. Save the day. Save by the copies. Okay. Who is the Rivam?
It's a
mistake.
Frank Rambam, it's a Riva.
Yeah. It's a Riva.
Yeah.
Who is the Riva? Rav Yaakov ben Asher. When the Mishlo Melech is referring to the Torah. Okay? He calls him the Riva. That's not the regular Riva. For Isi la Riva zal b'Torah cheshemish b'tzibin shenvav, sivyat zayin. Nobody knew it was the Torah.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking around the whole day yesterday for the Riva in the Tavches Mem Sibin Shinvav. That's what happened yesterday. Okay. Good. Shekasav. So this is what it says in the Torah. Shekasav. Asa shaliach lishchot le b'shabbos. V'hashaliach shachar b'shabbos. Kasav Ram shachay. The Torah is quoting verbatim from the Rambam. Almost verbatim from the Rambam, except he added in that word. The Torah said what we thought the Rambam should have said, but didn't say. V'hanirah shedaita shediv rabbeinu z'ayin meduktokim. Says the Mishlo Melech that the Torah must have learned that the Rambam didn't buy into this whole story. If the Rambam says butler shlichus here, it's got to be butler shlichus over here. So the tour is really a pella, and it leaves a tzarchi and bedasa tour. Kavir is das.
Okay.
So we don't know yet why. We didn't explain yet why the existence of this should or should not make a difference. We're just finding the facts out first. So we have a Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah that for sure told us the existence of the second Isser cancels the Shlichus. I read that Rambam to everybody together, right? We all read that together. So we know this is an absolute fact. B'chora, the Mishnah Melech's extrapolation from Hilchos Me'ilah to Chazal B'Hei is correct. It had all the makings of a comparison. I mean, this is an Isser. Is Yeshlich Dravera. Yeshlich Dravera, Ainshlich Dravera, adds together, but Lashlich Dravera. The Chur, it's the exact replica case. It's really a Pella, Mishnah Melech is right, it's really a Pella on the tour. How could the Rambam Ruchas Me'ilah say, but Lashlich Dravera, because of the existence of another Isser? Whereas over here, by Dalav Hei, the existence of the other Isser, some has Lamal of a murder. It doesn't really change anything.
You know, it's interesting in two cases that Dalav Hei and Shabbos, you can do one without the other. You can do Dalav Hei without the Shabbos. They're not intrinsically linked. Was an Achilas Karban, they're linked. There's no way to separate any. It's the same thing.
Well. Not. Together. They don't always go together. Me'ilah can exist without Achilas Karban. Achilas Karban can't exist without a Me'ilah.
That's what he's telling him to eat this hektish. It's going to be Me'ilah every time you eat that hektish. Whereas you can do a Tovea, not on Shabbos.
So that's true. The question is, but what? So that should make it better or worse?
I mean, that's why it's linked. That's why.
I mean, it's linked. No, but
the whole thing is butthole because it's so linked together.
Maybe. I mean, I think the facts are correct. We say, I'm not sure why that should automatically declare the shlichus is bottle. You're right that the two are linked. I'm not sure why that should therefore conclude that it's more of one unit. But But we're not really being, it's only linked from the Achilas Karban vantage point. If you think about it, since the Me'ila could be separated from the Achilas Karban, we're much more interested in the Me'ila part. We want to know, is the Shlichas Kayemus for the Me'ila? Shlichas is bottle for the Achilas Karban. So we're being down to the Me'ila. So the fact that every Achilas Karban carries with the Me'ila is not really relevant.
But
we're real. Okay, maybe.
By the second
Avera
that the
Shlichus
doesn't apply to. So it's not like a...
So it's a similar... So you're in the same... Something about this corner of the room. This is something that seems to be in the same idea. Let's get another corner. You guys have anything else to say? Okay.
It's the same exact thing from Dalbein. He's telling up the Shech. I mean, the whole of the tour...
He told the Shech on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, it's the same.
Well, mine's he told the Shech on Shabbos. So everything as part of that task is gemichel Shabbos. No, not sure. So if I say the real question we have to now focus on is, according to the tour, there is something that's happening here on the board that we don't really understand. So what is happening here according to the tour? What line is missing? There's a difference between the Ilan Dalbehei. Now that. Someone would walk in and see that, you know, inequality on the board. They would think that's a pretty silly statement. What does Mila do with Alvei? Of course, they're not the same. No, I don't mean that. What I mean is Shlichus b'Mila is not the same as Shlichus b'Alvei. There is some kind of a difference here in between the lines as to how Shlichus is playing out. Because let's not forget. Shlichus really shouldn't have happened by either one, because remember, what's the starting point of our Gemara? V'chizechayit v'zeh mischayiv. So our starting point of the entire sugi is, hey, there's no Shlichus here. There shouldn't be Shlichus neither for Me'ila nor for Dal Behe. Comes the Gzeres HaKasuv and tells me, there's Shlichus. Comes the Gzeres HaKasuv and tells me, there's Shlichus. So these two dinim of Shlichus are both Gevaldike Chidushim. But L'chora, they should be the same. They're both exceptions to the rule of Enshlichut V'Avera. And yet somehow the Torah seems to be alluding to this idea that they're not quite the same. They're working in different ways, and because they're working in different ways, that's going to affect the bitl shlichus, kima shlichus. There's some nekud here that we're not quite sure about. We haven't yet identified what this is all about. This is clearly the direction to go b'dasa to. According to Mishnah Melech, with Diyuk Pelosh and Rambam, the mamish identity. But there's something fishy going on here, according to the sheet of the Torah. No, I'm going to say about Das. Das was yesterday. Yeah. I don't think we're going to focus on that. Anyone have any ideas? What is radically different between these two halachas? I mean, there are a lot of differences, but you know, we don't want to fall into that true but irrelevant trap. Comes the Ketzos and says, you got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to the Gemara. Back to the basics. The starting point of halacha is Ein Shlichus V'Avera. Whether it's based on Devera, based on Exeris HaKosov, whatever we said yesterday is not relevant for right now. The prerequisite of everything we're talking about today is Ein Shlichus V'Avera. Comes the Gemara in Ksubis and Bava Kamma and says, well, there's an exception to the rule Dal V'Hei. And then in Kedushin the Gemara throws in there's another exception rule. Then, for good luck, there's a third exception rule, Shlichus Yad. It is clear from the halacha that there are three exceptions to the rule. There is no question about that statement. Everybody under the sun agrees by Dal Behei Yeshlichut V'Avera, by Me'ila Yeshlichut V'Avera, and by Shlichus Yad Yeshlichut V'Avera. Gemara learns that from Sukkim is not negotiable. And yet, if one opens up the Rambam and Ruchas Me'ila, one has to be taken aback by the Lashon of Rambam. So we're going to be lucky, we don't even have to look up a Rambam, we're going to read in the Mishnah Melech. You have it even. I feel so much better. I'm already getting smarter. I won't get the ICS. I'm not chal anyway.
7-2,
right? 7-2. Oh. Bamed Ramamurim, that the Shlichus by Mila, Kishayra Chatichat Vekadje Berkebayis. I could have read this in the Mishnah also. Valmayu Besar Oyla Vachayotze Boy, Lomal El Ha'echel Bavad. Shereu Chai Besarachi Yasul Amila. Right? So far, nothing brand new. Listen to how the Ram concludes. Uvechol ha-toyra kula ein shaliach l'dvavera ela b'me'ila levado shalo yisar v'iba yisar acher. The Ram says that in kol ha-toyra kula, that's quite a hefty statement. I mean, only someone like the Ram can make this. If I would say kol ha-toyra kula, he'd say, Rabbi, you don't know kol ha-toyra kula. How can you make a statement like that? The Ram knew kol ha-toyra kula. So the Ram can make that statement with absolute confidence. V'chol ha-toyra kula lo matzidu, lo shemanu, lo yira'inu, that there should be shlichus and v'avira. Kol ha-toyra kula. Except for Mila. The Ram is writing Hilchos Mila for Exayin L'chabez, and the Ram is being made. He wrote the book. He wrote Mishneh Torah. If you open up the introduction to Mishneh Torah, the Ram tells you, if you read Mishneh Torah from beginning to end, you will have encompassed Kol HaTorah Kula. Everything you have to know, the Ram says. You can read Tanakh also, just get Tarsh B'Chsav. All of Tarsh B'Chsav is there from beginning to end. So the Ram knew Kol. He wrote the book. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Ram says, B'Chol HaTorah Kula, Lo Shemana, Lo Re'ino, Lo Yadana, we never find Shlich HaDvavera. Except for Me'ila Bolvad. Talking about an overstatement. Talk about exaggeration. Is that true? That's true. Really. I never learned Kol Torah Kula. And even I know that there are two other cases where Yesh Lech Dvaver. You don't have to know Kol Torah Kula. You just have to learn Kedushin of Membeis. There are two other cases. What are they? Shichus Yad. And you don't even have to learn Kedushin. You just have to learn Ksubis. Just got to come to Shia. That's it. You don't have to come to Shia. Just read the Gemara. What does it say? Dal Bei. That's how you write in Huchas Me'ila. Lo Shemana B'chol HaTorah Kula Shlichus HaDvavera. That's a real, real, real overstatement. The Ram didn't even have to say that. If I was writing Mishneh Torah, I would have saved some ink. The same ink that we Rambam spent back at Huchas Geneva, so he could have used it over here. The Rambam should have written, what's the Rambam trying to say? The whole goal of the Rambam is just to tell you that Me'ila Yesh Lichus HaDvavera, but if you throw it another Rissa for good luck, that's going to change everything. That's the goal of the Rambam, right? The Rambam's trying to... This is the Rambam's goal right now. He's trying to show you that when you have Me'ila plus Adonaveiris, but La Shlichus. That's what he's trying to accomplish. That's his stated goal in Prekzat and Lachabez. So in order to get to that goal, the Rambam tells you this grandiose statement that B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's no Shlichus HaDvavera, which is just mamish not true. It's mamish not a true statement. The Rambam didn't know that the Shlichus HaDvavera, but Dalvei. The Rambam himself says it. The Rambam didn't know about Shlichus. Yeah, the Rambam himself says it. So what's going on? What do the words mean? Anyone read this Rambam? It's not necessary what the Rambam said. It's mamish wrong. It's mamish not true. No one read this Rambam. No one saw it on the bottom of this kasha. Chol Torah Kula. Right? Comes the Ketzos and says, Ayin, the Maharit, in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kedushin. If you understand what the Maharit says, you'll understand what the Rambam says, and then you'll understand this whole puzzle, says the Ketzos. The Maharit looked at this Rambam, and said, it can't be. But the Rambam said it. The answer is, the Rambam's right. The Rambam's 100% right. There's only one area of halacha, there's only one aveira under the sun. Out of all the mitzvah Torah, there's only one aveira where yesh liach ledvar aveira. What does that mean? Says the Maharit. The fact that the mishaleach is chayiv and dal vehei, or the fact that the mishaleach is chayiv for shlichus yad, it's true, but it's not what? Don't call it shlichus. Chazal, as a lingo, say shlichus v'avera, because we don't know what else to call it. We can't put our fingers on it, but it's not shlichus. There's only one area of kol ha-toyra kula which works with the principle of shlich yesh shlichus v'avera. There is no iser under the sun that has shlichus v'avera, with the exception of me'ila. This is pure semantics. But l'maisa, the ganav is chayef, the mishaleach is chayef. L'maisa, the mishaleach is chayef for shlichus yad the shaliach. So don't call shlichus yad. Don't call shlichus advavera. What should we call it? What is it if not shlichus advavera? Zok the Maharit. If you look carefully at the Gemara, you realize exactly what it is. What is the ganav chayef dalav hay? I don't just mean like you know for a drasha Shabbos morning. Halachically. What did he do so bad? He stole it already. Finished. He stole it already. Now he shechts it. Eats it. Oh, sorry. He shechts it or he sells it. He's neder from the Gedeva. It's a higher level. It's a deeper. It's got himself more in the mud. But the Gemara calls the shtarish bechet. It's bad enough that you steal something. If I steal it, all right, I stole it. I give it back. I'm not just using it. I'm getting whatever I can. I'm milking it for everything it's worth. I shechted it. I sold it. I'm being netted from the Geneva. That's the nature of the Yisr of Dalvei. The nature of the Chi of Dalvei is for the mere Aveira of Geneva itself, Yechad Kefil. But to be Nenim in Aveira, that's going to get land you with the Chi of Dalvei. Almost Lamashal Davadam, Lamashal Davadam, almost. Gun of Ishi Bechorei. If you steal a person, terrible thing. You're not Chayav Misa until you do what? You have to be Meicher. You got to pocket the money. He means, Ma Betza, literally. Right? You got to make a few bucks on it. Then you're a Gun of Nefesh, Gun of Ishi Bechorei. So the very essence of the Chiyav of Dal Behe is emanating from the Hanos HaGanav. Comes the Maharit and says, you want to know why is there a Gezer Sakosov that the Ganav is Chayav even though he wasn't the one to hold the knife? And you want to know why is the Ganav Chayav even though he wasn't the one who actually received the money? You want to know why there's quote unquote Shlichus B'dvar Aveira? Not because there's Shlichus B'dvar Aveira. The Gezeres HaKosov, oh, Tachas, Tavachim, all the three Gezeres HaKosov, Ksubis HaPlam and Dalet, are not teaching me Yeshlichus B'Aveira. They are being megala to me that the essence of the nature of the Isser of Dal Behe, the Chi of Dal Behe, is not a Chi for the what? Say it, guys, say it. Come on, see if I heard. It's not a Chi for the what, but it's for the what? It's not a Chi for the Maisa Tavicha. It's not a Chi for the Maisa Vechira. It's a chiyah for the chalais. It's a chiyah for the result. I don't mean chalais, like halach chalais. It's for the result. It's for the hanoah that emanates from the maisa. The maisa is second fiddle. The maisa is irrelevant. The whole nature of the issa, the whole nature of the chiyah of atayr of Dalvei is al shame the resulted hanoah that the ganav is getting. I would have thought not that way. I would have thought the tzvach ha-mecharo. If I'm a very, very, you know, simple guy, I read the pasuk kipshutai, shteit tzvach ha-mecharo. If I do a maisa shchita, then I'm chayav. Do a ma'isa b'chira, I'm chayav. So the Torah comes and tells me, no, it's not true. How does the Torah tell me it's not true? By telling me, oh, tachas, kuno, tvach ha-mecharo, the three gzeres ha-kosos, do they sound familiar? Ksuba zaflam ha-gimam ha-bei. The three gzeres ha-kosos are not being mechadish reshlechet v'aveira. That is not what's going on at Al-Bahay. What's going on is the Torah is redefining what the essence of the chayav is. The chiv is not neveya from the maisa veira of tvicha or mechira, it's the veya from the hanos hagan of shaboy. But what is it not, Rabbi say? It's not shlichus. It's not shlichus b'chol.
You think maybe based on that, that somehow
we
do have
a notion
of getting
hanos. Wait, hold on. Comes the k'tais, quotes Maharit part 2. The Torah is marbe for the shlichus yad. I give you a car to wash for me. I tell you I'm going away for 2 weeks. Leave the car in your driveway. Don't touch it. You have no right to drive. You're a shevichinam. You go and take the car out for a spin. Nothing happens to the car. Drive it around the block. Drive to the pharmacy. Come back. You leave it in your driveway and then a lightning strikes the car. What's the din? Dichai. Pasuk Chomishim. Lo shalach yad b'chaz reyu. The shomer becomes automatic. Becomes like a gazlan. Once you shalach yad b'pikadon, it's over. Done. Finished. Comes the Torah and says, what's the din if the Shomer himself doesn't do it? But the Shomer calls his neighbor and says, listen, do me a favor. Go drive to the pharmacy and use a Reuven's car that I'm not allowed to use. Okay? And the Shliach goes, drives it around the corner, comes back, parks it back, lightning strikes the next day. What's the din? It's Chayav. It's the Gzeres HaKosov. Kol Dvar Pesha, Kol Rabos, Kol Dvar Pesha, Filai De Shlichos. That's the Gzeres HaKosov that Yesh, quote unquote, Yesh Lichot Dvar Veira. New Zokta Maharit, same svar. What's the lumdus in Gzeres HaKosov about Kol Dvar Pesha? What's the lumdus in Gzeres HaKosov that Shlichus Yad is Chayav Yivadai Shliach? Does it mean that the Torah is Marbe Yeshliach L'Dvar Veir of Shlichus Yad? Nah. One could redefine the Chiyav of Shlichus Yad. What is it about Shlichus Yad? Why does Shlichus Yad create a new status of a Gazlan Yechayav and Einzin Yechayav and everything? What kind of din is that? What's the terrible Aveira that you did by being Shalech Yad V'Pikodot? It's the Maisa Shabbat? No. Why are you Chayav? Why is the Shomer now held accountable? What did the Shomer do by doing an act of Shlichus Yad? He exhibited the greatest, most profound form of what? Ein l'chawad gadol mizeh? What's the antithesis of Shmira? What is the absolute 180 degree opposite of Shmira? Pshia. Ein l'cha pshia t'dol mizeh. Shmira means, I'm asking you, listen, park the car, put the keys away, turn the car off, and don't touch it. You go take the car around for a joyride around town. Does it make a difference who actually was pressing the gas? Is it the slightest difference whether the shomer is pressing the gas or whether his agent is pressing the gas? What's the difference? But the shomer, by authorizing somebody to drive that car that he wasn't authorized to do so, has exhibited an unbelievable degree of pshia. It's such a profound sense of pshia that the Torah says the whole shomer relationship is over. And therefore, you're not a shomer anymore, now you're a gazlan. Shlichus yad, aydei shliach, is not a shlichus on a maiseh. The same way by Dal Behe, the Torah's Mechadish, these parishes, these psukim, in Lama Gimel Bezim Subis, are Mechadish to me, not the Yeshlichus Vaveira by Dal Behe. There's no such animal called Yeshlichus Vaveira. The Chiddush HaTorah of these psukim is that the Mechayev of Dal Behe is the Hanos, Hanom and Akineva. And parallel to that is the Chiddush HaTorah when it comes to Shlichus Yad, that the Chiv is not the Maisa of Shlichus Yad, and therefore you can't even begin to discuss Shlichus on it. But the mechayev b'shlichus yad is the pshias ha-shaymer, and that pshia is equally valid, equally present, whether the maisa of shlichus yad was done by him or was done by his shliach. So what the Maharij just did in one fell swoop and told us, you thought there were three examples of yesh shlichus v'avera? Guess what? You're wrong. You're not three. You're not even two. There's only one left. There's only one authentic shlichus v'avera, and thus is me'ilah. Me'ilah! That's a shlichus. That's a shlichus of Darveira. That, there's no other way to explain that. That's a shlichus of Darveira. I got nothing. I'm sleeping in my house. I did nothing. I appointed you to do something. I'm still chayav. Based on what? I didn't get any hano. Based on what? What? Based on who? Based on where? Based on what? Can't ask any kashas. Yesh shlichus of Darveira. Rabbi say, who's going to bring me a riot to this yesayid of my rit? Besides that Lashon HaRam in Perek Zayin L'Chabeis. This is being Uriah. When Uriah from Tosha B'Chsav. Who's going to bring me Uriah? Who's going to bring me Uriah? That these three halachas of quote-unquote Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera. Right? These three halachas of Ne'ilah Tal Behei and Shlichus Yad are not the same. This is the din of Shlichus, and this is the din of Hana, this is the din of Pshia. Shlichus Yad. Who's going to be Uriah that this one, which of these is not like the other two? Only this is Shlichus. Who's going to tell me? I want a Uriah. A good way to understand a yesod of a particular halacha, what's a good way to know? If you want to understand the essence, the mechanics of a certain halacha, where's a good place to go? Always look to the mokhar, then look to the source. You go back to the sources, you usually understand what's going on. Go back to the sources. Where's the source of the Torah Shavichsav? What's the mokhar for the din that there's quote unquote Shlichus Yad, Ledvar Veber Shlichus Yad? Posuk, a cold Var Pesh, good. Where's the mokhar Dal Vehei? Oh, Tachas, Ribuyim, things like that. What's the mokhar that the Shlichus Ledvar Veber Me'ilah? Xer Shava from where? From Truma. From Chet Mitruma. That's interesting. What's different about that Mokka than the other two Makaris? Just as Truma has what? Has Shlichus. So too, Me'ila has what? Shlichus. Only the Mokka of Me'ila links it back to the Parasha of Shlichus. The other two Halachas, if you want to call another Lomda Shalingo, the halachas of quote unquote shlichus v'dal vehei and shlichus yad are not didim what? They didim what? They're not didim klolium of a shlichus. They're not related to a shlichus. They're didim pratiim. There's a prata teira that dal vehei is a chiyav v'altano. There's a prata nuch shlichus yad that the b'chayiv is the pshia. And it happens to be that you reach the stage of hano pshia through the act of the shlich as well. It's only me'ila that's true and authentic shlichus. And that's the Lashon HaRambam, and that's why the Mokra is learned out from Shlichus of Truma. Truma is the Mokra of Shlichus, one of the curse of Shlichus. The Dinam of Shlichus carry out from Truma to Me'ilah. That's what's going on over here. Oh, bomb Kasha, the Maharit. So the Maharit, on the spot, addresses that very Gemara. And he shows you what the Gemara means with that. He gives a cheshbin, how to explain. What the simple reading of the Gemara shows you in the rules of Shteik Sibur Bon Kechad. It just has to be that I couldn't have derived one from another, but I have to go back to the Marit. Take a look at the Marit. If you can, it's in the Chiddush Ma'arit on Kedushin. It explains exactly what the Lashon HaGemara means. Very good, very good. So Rabbi Sai, everyone with us? So I ask you a question, Rabbi Sai. It's really nice, and it fits in nicely into Lashon Rambam Ruchas Me'ila. The Rambam did not exaggerate when he said Kol HaTarakula. The Psukim wind up beautifully. Everything's mamish kevalik. This is beautiful. This is just, it was worth it to come justice. Say this always in my written says. But Rabbi Sai, why are we talking about this? What are we trying to use this for? What was our goal? What's our goal on the board right now? We're trying to explain the Shitas HaTur. Why the Tur differentiates between, when it comes to Mi'ila cases, the fact that there's another Aveira involved throws us off and cancels the Shlichus. When it comes to Dal V'Hei, the existence of another Aveira doesn't faze us at all. No? Does it make sense? Because it's my writ. Makes all the sense of the world. Comes to Ketzos and says, when you're dealing with Hukha Shlichus, so there has to be a Mina Shlichus, there's got to be a relationship with Shlucham Kamaisai. The minute another Aveira gets its hands in there, and it gets a foothold in here, and throws into question the existence of Shlichus, the Rambam is telling you in Hukha's Me'ila, we have a rule. It's either all or nothing. I appointed you as a Shlich to do two Aveiras for me. One of them by quirk happens to be subject to Shlichus, and one of them is not. Well, sorry, Charlie, says the Rambam. Since the Achilas Korban is not subject to Shlichus, you can't make the Mila subject. So Mila is going to lose out. This Mina Shlichus is Dishke Mina Shlichus. When I appoint you to eat that Korban, so I told you to do a Shlichus on two things, and one of the things I told you, the Shlichus is not Nitfas on, so the whole Shlichus is Batel. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. When you're dealing within the parish of Shlichus, so if part of the Shlichus is Batel, then the entire Shlichus is Batel. But, says the Ketzos, what if you're not in the parish of Shlichus altogether? I told you to do Dal V'Hefer. I told you to be Tevech on Shabbos. I told you to be Tevech on Shabbos. So I told you to do two things. I told you to do Dal V'Hey, and I told you to Shecht on Shabbos. Vis-a-vis the Shechit of Shabbos, what do we declare immediately? What's our initial reaction? Ein Shlichus Advar Avera. So now, listen to this. Well, because there's no Shlichus Advar Avera for Shabbos, so let's say there's no Shlichus Advar Avera for Dal V'Hey. What's the answer? Good! There's no Shlichus Advar Avera. There never was Shlichus for Dal V'Hey. Why is the Mishalech Chayav for Dal V'Hey? It has nothing to do with what? Shlichus. It's a din of the Hanasha boy. So comes the Ketzos, Bedas HaTur, and says, B'med Devar Mamurim, the Rambam said, the Shtikl Torah, that it all goes, they go hand in hand, that if the Shlichus is bottled for the Achilles Club, it's bottled for the Mila, that's when you're coming out to the Shlichus. And the only way to be Mechayev, the Mishalech, is based on the Parish of Shlichus. Chet Mitruma. You have to go down the root of the Shlichus. If the Shlichus is bottled for part of it, then the whole Shlichus goes down out the window. But Nilchus Dal V'Hey, we're not even talking about Shlichus. There never was Shlichus on the table. The reason why the Ganav is Chayev for the Shechita, for the Mechira of the Shlichus, has absolutely nothing to do with Shlichus. It has to do with the Hanashabai. Or Shlichus Yad has to do with the Pshia Shabai. The fact that there's another Aveira thrown into the mix that happens not to be subject to Shlichus, so what? So there's another Aveira thrown in. What does that do anything? When you're Paskin, you're a Shlichus Shaila. So then, it's got to be a Shlichus that's going to be a Shlichus Kayemis. Once the Shlichus is Betela, for half the story, it's Bubba for the entire story. But when you're talking about Dal V'Hey, it's not a Chiv Shlichus, it's not a Din of Shlichus, it's not a Meir from Shlichus. The fact that there's an Aveira on the table that's going to interfere with the Chiv of Dal V'Hey, well, it doesn't do anything. It's not doing Shlichus Bechal. Does it? Nice. Come on, this Meir Dick. What comes out, Rabbi Say, based on this Ketzos, is that the machlokes between the way we thought the Rambam meant, what the Mishlo Melech read into the Rambam, and the way the Tur read into the Rambam, are arguing about something very, very fundamental. They're really arguing about Ksubas Taflam Adalav. It's our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, we find the Mekiris for Ksubas Taflam, you know, sorry, we find the Mekiris for the Chiva Shaliach, quote unquote, for Dalav Hei. The Mishlech is Chayav for Dalav Hei, they are quote unquote Shlichus. According to the Tur, it's not Shlichus. According to the way the Mishnah Melech learned, that the Rambam is borrowing the Ila and plugging it into Dal V'Hey, and there's no difference between the two, clearly the Mishnah Melech is learning Pshat Pedasei Rambam, that it is based on Shlichus, like the simple reading of Gemara and Kedushin. It's Mama Shlichus. So there's something fundamental going on here, a major, major machlokes, the G'day Le'olam, as to what the Rambam meant. The Torah read Pshat and the Rambam, like this Maharit, like this Ketzos, that shlichos only applies by me'ila, and therefore only me'ila is subject to the rule of bitl shlichos, whereas da'aveh has nothing to do with shlichos, and therefore it's not subject to bitl shlichos. And according to the way the Mishnah Melech read Pshat and the Rambam, it's all the same thing. Das shlichos, das shlichos, das shlichos. And the Rambam is telling us, whenever there's an aveira thrown into the chult mix that's not subject to shlichos, that's going to uproot the entire shlichos. So there's something really, really fundamental going on when you're reading Gemara's Ksubas. Everyone saw this in the Pesukim, right? When you read the three Pesukim, the three Mekairas, so the Tur and the Ktzais and the Maharit read it one way, and the Mishnah Melech and possibly the Das Rambam read it an entirely different way. So basically, one last akuda. By Me'ila for sure, and possibly a Dal Behe, depending on who you ask, but it's Me'ila for sure. The Rambam did say that when you have a scenario of one Avera that's subject to Shlichus, another Avera that's not subject to Shlichus, 1 + 1 = what? Pitla Shlichus, right? That's for sure. That's the Rambam did say. Whether you want to extrapolate from Dira Dalvei, then you can Ayin Mishlo Melech and Ktzais and Maharitz. But by Me'ila for sure, that statement is true. Did anyone think about that? Has this been bothering anyone in the last 20 minutes? Why this should be so? I appoint you as a Shlich to do two things for me. One of the things gets messed up, but the other one doesn't get messed up. There should have been Shlichus for the Me'ila. Should have been. Vis-a-vis the Me'ila, there should have been Shlichus. The fact that there's something else added to the mix, Azman. You guys should have asked me, true but irrelevant. Why does the existence of the second Isser throw into question the Shlichus vis-a-vis the first Isser? The first Isser. So I kept on like saying, it's like a Melitza. I kept on saying, Shlichus Shabbat Lemitzas about Lakula. I hope nobody really believed me on that one. I said, Eidah Shabbat Lemitzas about Lakula. You may have believed me on that, but you should have asked me, what does that have to do with Shlichus? There's no such rule, Shlichus Shabbat Lemitzas. I made it up. So you read the Rambam for the third time. We have to read this Rambam now. Three times. We didn't even print it out. Oh, we did. The Rambam we did print out. Okay? So what did it say in the Rambam again? I missed this one. The Rambam says... No, we didn't print this one. The wrong one. Okay. I want to know what those last six words... Why they're true? Last five words, why they're true? Shalo yis'arev ima isra'achah. The Ram said that with such certainty, Shalo yis'arev ima isra'achah, whether he meant to carry it over, Dal Behe is subject to debate, but by Me'ila Yizicha said it. Why? How did he just let the Ram say that? Shalo yis'arev ima isra'achah.
You want
that choice? Which choices?
Mir's Da.
He's still to the Gemir's Da'asta. Where is Gemir's Da'asta?
Since he knows that, there's another
answer. Interesting. Okay. Who else was thinking about this kasher? Nobody. The whole morning, no one was thinking about this kasher. No, actually, I'm thinking about that. Somebody say, how bad does Enshluchas mean? What are the consequences of Enshluchas D'Vavera? Who remembers the famous Taisus we spoke about last semester? Right? Did we talk about it last semester? Yeah, we did. Taisus Mabitziya Dafyur, Omla Kain Amal Yisrael, the Kaddish Laisha Grusha. Did we talk about it? Mabitziya, we sure talked about it. Right? That's remember? Definitely talking about it. Yuma raises the shayla, Babatziya Dafyud. What's the din if a Kohen asks the Yisrael to the Kaddish and Magrusha? Would you call that Yeshluch Dvaver or Yeshluch Dvaver? What's the issue? So it's a funny issue. Why? Because on the one hand, the Yisrael has Bechir Chavshis, so he's not exactly like a real Chatzir. On the other hand, he's not a what? He's not a Mechuy B'dover, right? It doesn't concern him, the Yisrael of Manga Grusha. So it's a technical question. Would that meet the criteria of yesterday's shiur about is that called like a chotzer? Maybe we should say yesh lechot v'aveir for that. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Back and forth. Comes Tosis on the spot and asks a bomb kash. Tosis asks, No, what's Taiz Kasha? Come on. No one remembers. Taiz has the Kasha. Says, why Nafkamina? Who cares where the Yeshlichs are in Shlichs? What's the Nafkamina? To give Malkus? He had to give Malkus to the. If you hold the Yeshlich of Vaveira, so in this case, then the Kohen's going to get Malkus, and if you hold Yeshlich of Vaveira, the Kohen's not going to get Malkus. Everybody knows there's no Malkus for being Kaddish as a Grusha anyway. The Malkus is for what? For Bolus a Grusha. What is Taisus giving the first? We told this Asra Sofek, we just spoke about this right before the break. What is Taisus answer in the first Eretz? What's going to be the Nafkamina? If you do Bia, so then Taisus claims the Yechai Malkus for the Mafreya for the Kedushin as well. So that's the Gemara Sof. Then Taisus gives the more popular Eretz. What's the more popular Eretz? Taisus says the Nafkamina is not vis a vis Malkus. The Nafkamina is the Kedushin going to be Chal altogether. If you hold that this is called an Aveira, an Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, then the Kedushin won't be Chal. Forget about anyone getting Malkus. No one will get Malkus. The Kedushin won't be Chal. It's an Aveira. And if you hold, in this case, it's an exception, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, then the Kedushin will be Chal. What did Taisus tell you? An unbelievable Chiddush in the second Teretz. Something that I never would have dreamt of my own. Taisus just told me, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is not just a din vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis Einshin, vis-a-vis Chiyub, who gets punished, who gets the Malchus, who gets the Misa. What does Ein Shlichus V'Aveira affect? It affects the what? The very Shlichus itself. Ein Shlichus V'Aveira doesn't mean the Mishalech doesn't get punished. It means much more profound than that. Ein Shlichus, listen to the words everybody say. It doesn't say Ein HaMishalech Chayav B'Mais HaShalich. It doesn't say that. What does Ein Shlichus V'Aveira mean? Ein Shalich. There's no shlichus. The shlichus is batel. The Torah never gave us the parasha shlichus via Gavna. It's pre-parasha shlichus. There's no shlichus. The shlichus is in Teifes. If Reuben is Mekadosh a woman for me and he's not my shlich, that's not Kedushin. Ein shlichus advaver means that the shlichus is batel or mevutel. That's how Tosfos sizes up in the second lashon what ein shlichus advaver means. Unlike the first day. The first day seemed to be saying, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is a din of chiyuvim. Who gets punished? Who gets it for doing this Aveira? So you have to pilpul, the Shlichus, Mishalech, etc. The second day in Taiz is much more profound than that. Ein Shlichus V'Aveira means the Shlichus is botol, it's nekar mikar, it doesn't exist, Shlichus is command Aleisa. Who can begin now to see where we're going? If you hold like the first day in Taiz is, that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is a din vis-a-vis chiyuvim, it doesn't touch on the essence of the shlichus. It's just saying that you can't be mechayev Reuven for something that Shimon did. That's what Ein Shlichus V'Aveira means. So then, does the Rambam's klal hukos be'ilu make any sense at all? The Rambam says, when you appoint a shliach to do two things, me'ila and achilas hakarbon, so we say, well, you can't make a shliach for achilas hakarbon, so we're going to cancel the shlichus for me'ila also. Why? If Ein Shlichus V'Aveira has nothing to do with canceling shlichus, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira just means, what? What does it mean? You can't be mechayev you for this, so let's split between the two and say, good, true, we can't be mechayev the Mishalech for the Chilas HaKarbon, because the Chilas HaKarbon is not the type of an Aveira that's subject to the Chiyav HaYedei Shlichus, but we have no qualms being mechayev you for the Isra of Me'ilah, because Me'ilah is one of those few cases where Yesh Tuchat V'Aveira, the Chiyav can go back to the Mishalech. So according to the first day in Taisus, we don't understand this Ram B'chlal. What do you mean there's no Shlichus at V'Aveira here? Because this Argo Isra Achir. Well, Nechpati is Argo Isra Achir. We're not being down on the Isra Achir. We're being down on the Isra that is subject to Yishlichus Dvavir. We're being down on Mil. We're not being down on Chilas HaKarbon. So the whole Rambam of Mamash makes no sense. The Rambam of Hilchos Mil, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Beis makes no sense according to the first day in Taisus. But according to the second day in Taisus, what does Yishlichus Dvavir mean, Rabbi Sainu? Much deeper. What does it mean? Yishlichus Dvavir, according to the second day in Taisus, means what? The Shlichus is Botel. Now, this is where you come in. Why should the shlichus be batel? Maybe because of Kmiras Das, or maybe the Torah revoked it. Maybe the Torah just said we're not mesiaches to this, and the Torah is going to cancel it. I'm not saying for certain the Rambam is buying into Taisus. It's a possibility. I'll give you a definite possibility. Okay. Rabbi Isai, one thing I know is that when the Rambam says that the shlichus is batel vis-a-vis Achilles Karbon, therefore it's batel from the Ilah. That only makes sense if Tosfos is right. If you don't learn like Tosfos, then this Rambam Mamash makes no sense. Okay? Everyone realizes that? Okay, whether this is relevant for Dal V'Hei or not is subject to Machlokes, Maritz, Mishnah Melach, Miktzais, and Ra. Tur, you can discuss, you can negotiate. But the Rambam said it by Me'ilah. For sure, by Me'ilas Adin Shlichus, that everyone agrees, it's learned from Teruma. And for sure, the Rambam put the brakes on and said, Shlois Arba Isser Acher. And the only way to make any sense of that Lois Arba Isser Acher is to say this word that the Shlichus is Mamish Bottle, either Gemir's Dasa for other reasons. Anyone know what the ramifications of what I just said are? Anyone have any idea what the ramifications of what I just said? That according to the Rambam, I just put the Rambam right into Tosfos' camp. The only way to be pshat in the Rambam is to commit the Rambam to saying that Ein Shlichus V'Aver is not just Din Chiyuvim, it's a Din of Bitul HaShlichus. Anyone have any idea what the Nafka Min is? I put it at in the hundreds of millions for sure, maybe billion, I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are of dollars. It's very relevant right now as we speak. This was the final nail in the coffin of the Heter Bechira that the Chazon Ish placed. The Chazon Ish, as everybody knows, was opposed to the Heter Bechira for Perish Shvius on multiple levels. One of the big concerns that the Chazon Ish had was the violation of the Isser of what? Of Lo Sechanim. You're not allowed to sell land in Israel to a goy. So Chazon Ish said, you can discuss from today till tomorrow if a goy owns land in Israel, is it Kadosh B'Kedushas Shvius or not? You want to negotiate, you find me a Rambam, a Sefer Trumas, you want to Machlege. You can talk about it from today till tomorrow. But says the Chazon Ish, it's totally, that discussion is irrelevant to that, the Mechira discussion. You know why? Because you can't get it to the goy in the first place. You can't sell land to a goy in Israel. It's a violation of the Isser Derais of Lo Sechanim. Okay, so we violated Lo Sechanim. Okay, Lo Sechanim. What did Chazon Ish say? What was the next half of what he said? He said, who sells the land? You got 10,000 farmers in Eretz Yisrael. They all go to sell the land to the guy. What do they do? Say Mechiras Chametz. What do they do? They appoint the Beis, they appoint the Rabbi, appoint the Rabbanut to go do the sale for them. What happens? They appoint the Yishliach. What did Chazon Ish say? Ein Shlichus V'Avera. And to make matters worse, the Chazon Ish said, aye, but the Rabbanut thinks that it's mutter. I mean, I'm not taking a stand on the Mechir Nadar. I'm just saying it for the drama purposes right now. This is not should be taken out of context. Aye, but the Rabbanut thinks it's mutter, so they're basically like a what? Like a shege. What does the Chazon Ish say? Chazon Ish says, nobody holds like that Tosfos. Everybody knows we pass like the Ritva. There's a shach that says, Chashmish, nobody holds that Tosfos. That's Yochim. So the Chazon Ish said, so it was a clear-cut, outright violation of Lo Sechanim. Belishum Sofik, says the Chazon Ish. It was a violation of Lo Sechanim. And since the mechir was done by the shlichus, therefore what? The shlichus is batel, and he quotes the Tosfos by Metzia Daf Yud. So those who wanted to argue the Chazon Ish said, okay, but it's only one day in Tosfos. What did I just say? I just showed you it's the Rambam also. Otherwise, it's not a Rambam Hilchos Shvius. It's not a Rambam Hilchos Shluchim. It's a Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah per Zayin Lachabes. There's only one way to read that Rambam. You're going to argue with the Rambam's comparison to Tavich Hamacha with the Torah, that you could, maybe you're right, maybe wrong, it's not relevant. But in halachas that require shlichus, the Rambam just threw the Rambam just said that shlichus is batel. When is an aveira thrown into the mix, the shlichus is batel. So therefore the Chazon Ish said, you should just know that with Het Mechir is being practiced, says the Chazon Ish, not only is there a violation of Lo Sechanim, but the shlichus is batel. And therefore it belongs to the Jew. And therefore there's nothing to discuss. But then the Chazon Ish tells, what's the good news? Here's the good news, says the Chazon Ish. Because the shlichus is batel, it turns out what? You didn't violate Lo Sechanim. Who's the land belong to? Still belongs to the Jew. So you accomplished nothing, but the good news is you're not chayav malchus Lo Sechanim. That wasn't the goal of the Heter Mechira, to get out of Lo Sechanim. The goal was to get the land to belong to the goy. So the Chazon Ish threw the book at you. But Rabbi say, in the last two Shemitahs, because of this problem, because of this Rambam, and because of this day and time, because of the Chazon Ish, in the last two Shemitahs, there was a tikkun that was made in Heter Mechira. Anyone knows what it is? They no longer have the farmers selling it through the rabbi to the goyim. They now have the farmers actually selling it directly. It's revamped the shtar, that it goes directly from the farmer to the goy. Again, this is, didn't exactly make, you know, Bnei Brak, they're not dancing in the streets exactly with that Mechir, because it is, you know, there's a lot of other considerations. But this particular Nakuda of the Chazon Ish, that he held that even if there's a violation of Lo Sechanim, it kills that Mechira b'dieved, so that Nakuda has been removed by changing the format of the Mechira. So this Nakuda, Alamda shenakuda, but ain't shlichut v'aveira. We thought it's a Tosfos we talked away about Makadosh Sagrusha with the Rambam and Uchos Be'ila where the Sugis and Ksubis have the Dalad. Hey, we thought, what would any of this have any relevance to Maisa? It's pretty expensive relevance. Pretty serious nafkamin ladina. The whole Hetta Mechira was hinging upon this. According to Chaznish, according to this Nakuda, this was the worst case scenario for the Hetta Mechira. So Rabbi Sai, so what did we learn here? Just learned a little bit of Ksubis stuff. Lama Gimel, right? So what do we ask? We asked the Kash of the Gemara. The Gemara said that how do you have a case where one guy's chayav, the other guy's potter, and he shluchat b'avera? So the Gemara says you have it. Eidal dehei. Okay, so we're back in business. We understand Pshat and the Braisa. The Braisa quoted Machlekes Rami and the Rabbanon about the Sheikh of the Shabbos. Is he chayav? Is he potter? Is not to keep the Ramine? Right? We're back in business. Hope we met Hashem tomorrow. So we'll start the next sugya, which is a continuation, a little bit in terms of the Dalvei, but a different spin on it, which is going to take us right back into the heart of Kibbutz Ramanei once again. For those who were missing Kibbutz Ramanei for the last few weeks. Okay.